Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump doubled down against trade deals in his acceptance speech last week at the GOP convention, but renegotiating NAFTA and torpedoing the Trans-Pacific Partnership may not be easy or in the nation's best interest, some trade advisors say. Trump calls TPP and NAFTA disastrous for American workers and says he will fix them, while hammering Hillary Clinton for backing both, which she now opposes. And Trump says no more multilateral deals, only bilateral trade agreements. But as former USDA trade advisor Paul Drazik says, ripping up NAFTA and other trade deals will cost jobs.
The first thing that happens is that everybody who's involved in trade on the import side lose their jobs. And when we stop exporting because countries won't import from us if we won't import from them, then a lot more jobs are lost. And in the meantime, you're not creating jobs.
Drazik warns that Canada and Mexico will insist on concessions if the U.S. wants to demand a new NAFTA. As for doing trade deals just one country at a time, U.S. Trade Ambassador Michael Froman says giving up on the 12 nations TPP will cost the U.S. dearly.
And we don't want to be shut out of these markets by other countries who are already negotiating or have negotiated trade agreements and will get the access to these markets at our expense. And we don't want the rules of the road to be set by other countries who may not share our interests and our values.
Australia has already made a deal with Japan that could cost the U.S. an estimated $100 million in lost beef sales. And Froman says without TPP, U.S. exports will continue to be hit with high tariffs abroad, including billions worth of U.S. agricultural exports. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.